Hold on, could we just
as every shul was designated Shabbos day, Shabbos morning, whenever it may be. Each shul, 39 shuls were designated with the honor of each shul going through a different melacha. And we were asked to do melechas lisha on Shabbos, but it's a musug of lamdei nikola toira al regalachas. To learn melechas lisha in one Shabbos is kemat nitshaych. In fact, even to learn it in 52 Shabbos is kemat nitshaych, to learn melechas lisha. So let's spend this evening going through the yosoides, the background to melechas lisha. Shabbos morning, Mitzvah Hashem will give some dugmoy, some examples. Melechas lisha. So the yosoid of lisha, which we translate as kneading, possibly mixing. The classic example is water and flour. You mix water and flour, and you knead it into a dough, and you can make bread. Or you can mix water and flour, and mix it into a more runny substance, and you can make pancakes with it. But lisha doesn't just apply to foods. Lisha applies to substances that are not foods. For example, water and cement. If a person mixes water and cement, it's also lisha. The source of lisha is from where? All melachos. The source of all melachos, be'etzem, no melachos are written in the Torah. Only two melachos are specified in the Torah. Melachos avora, melachos avareish, and melachos itzor. The other melachos are not specified. We learn it out from melachos amishkon. There's 39 categories of labors we learn out from melechas mishkon. Where was the melechas lisha in mishkon? It was the lisha of the samimonim, of the dyes that they used to dye the cloths that they covered the mishkon with. That was the lisha in the mishkon, which has nothing to do with food. So the melacha of lisha doesn't apply just to food. It applies to taking any liquid and any powder, any substance, and mixing it to make it into a new entity. That is lisha. Now, there's two stages to melechas lisha. Stage number one is pouring the liquid into the powder, let's say, or fakert, the water into the flour, or the flour into the water. Already, once you poured it in, the water already starts getting eingesapt, starts already getting mislachle, gets mixed in, even without doing anything, just pouring it in. That's the first stage of lisha. And the second stage, when you actually mix it, when you actually mix the concoction and make a new substance out of it. Those are the two stages. Says the Gemara, let's have a look at our sheets over here. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Chesam Adalef, Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. Echod noisen es hakemach, ve'echod noisen es hamayim. If one person pours flour into the bowl, and the second person pours water in, ho'achroin chayev, the second person who poured the water in is chayev. The first one didn't do anything, he just put some flour in a dish, in a bowl. The second one poured the water in his chayiv divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe holds the mere act of pouring water into flour, a person is already chayiv. Chayiv means chayiv chatos, b'shoigig, chayiv misa b'meizid, and it's a chayiv deraisa. It's an isa deraisa. Rebbe Yosef ben Yehuda argues. Rebbe Yosef ben Yehuda says no. Eino chayiv ad sheyegabeil. He's not chayiv until he actually mixes it, kneads it, mixes it. So says Rebbe Yosef ben Yehuda. The act of pouring the water into the flour, that's not awesome in HaToyra. Only being megabel it, only if you actually mix it and eat it, then it's awesome in HaToyra. However, that's clear that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda does agree that midrabbonon it's also to pour the water in. Though he says there's no HaToyra in just pouring the water in, midrabbonon there isn't is to pour the water in. So says the Magid Mishnah, and so brings down the Biur Halacha. Now we'll see that there's nafkiminis, lehalocha, whether pouring water in is also, or pouring the liquid in, is only also midrabbanan or only also midraisa. So we'll see nafkiminis. There will be nafkiminis. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, lekula, that merely pouring the liquid into the substance is just a midrabbanan, or do we paskin like Rebbe that it's also midraisa? So Roiv Rishonim, you have it on the sheet, Roiv Rishonim Paskin, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Lekula, that the act of pouring itself is not considered Lishon Min HaToyra, only Midrabbonon. However, the Sefer HaTrumo, Paskin like Rebbe, Lechumra. That's Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch, if you go further to Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Chof Aleph, The Shulchan Aruch brings two views. He brings Stam. The first view brings Bistam, and the second view brings Yesh Oimim. Stam v'Yesh. The general rule is Stam v'Yesh halacha k'Stam. When the Mechaber brings Stam v'Yesh halacha k'Stam. So Roiv Rishonim, he brings, says the Shulchan Aruch, he brings Stam like the Roiv Rishonim. He brings like the majority of Rishonim, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Lekula, that the mere act of pouring is merely pouring the liquid into the flour is merely the Rabbonon. But he does bring a Yeshoimim, like the Sefer Truma, like Rabbi Lechumra, that the act of pouring is already Osa min HaToyah, it's Rishon min HaToyah. Stam v'yesh, halachic is Stam, that's how we're generally Paskan. However, if we look in Darkei Moshe, Moshe Isser is the Ramah, in Chaya Odom, in Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Mishtabrura, they all Paskan Lechumra. And that's how we take on halacha. La halacha we take on that you cannot pour water into flour or pour any liquid into a substance. The mere act of pouring is already osur min hatoira. That's how we take on. But because the majority of Rishonim are Mekil, we will find certain instances, which we'll hopefully discuss later, where we are Mekil. The Bir Halacha says that B'dieved, we're Mekil. Again, because Roiv Rishonim are Mekil, and it's only Osam awesome Midirabonim. But Lechatchila, we paskin Lechumra, that the mere act of pouring is Osam Midiraisa. And we'll discuss later, in a few minutes, between the Raisa and the Rabbon. That is the first important Nakuda. The second Nakuda that we need to know, as a background to Lisha, is that the Gemara differentiates, there's differentiation between different types of Belilos, different types of mixtures. There's a Belilo, there's a mixture which is Belilosoi Ovo, a thick mixture. For example, dough for bread, that's Belilosa Ovo, it's a thick dough. When you pour the water in, mix the dough in, it becomes a thick dough. There's also Belilosa Rako. Belilosa Rako is a loose, the consistency is looser, it's not a thick dough, it's more of a runny substance. That's Belilosa Rako. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav Mod Aleph, Belilosa Ovo is also min HaToyra, Bililosa Irako is only Osam de Rabbonim. The Gansi Bililosa Irako is Nishmer via de Rabbon. So says the Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Vov Amud Aleph. That's the second Nakuda we need to know, second piece of background information. And there's a third piece of background information, which we'll now discuss. If we look at our sheet again, the third section. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, again, most Rishonim, Paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that the mere act of pouring a liquid into a substance, into a powder, is only an Issa d'Rabbonon. Comes along Abaya, and he says, a big chiddush, says Abaya, you know when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that the mere act of pouring the liquid into the water, into the powder, into the flour is d'Rabbonon? That's only if the powder is a type of powder that is bas gibul, that is mixable. For example, flour. Flour is a substance that when you mix it into water, it becomes a dough, it becomes properly mixed up. And it changes into a new substance. Says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the act of pouring is not the blila, that is not the lisha. The lisha is the actual kneading. Because there's a lot still to be done after you pour the water in. By kneading and mixing it, the substance changes into a new substance. I'm explaining Abaya now. However, there are types of mixtures which are not basgibul. They are not really mixable in a way that they formulate a new substance. For example, if you've got ashes or sand. Ashes, what happens is when you mix water and ash together, ashes, then what happens is it may get stuck together, but it doesn't formulate a dough. It doesn't turn into a dough. Therefore, it's einoi bas gibul. So essentially, the act of lisha when it comes to ashes, water and ashes, is already done. It's already done and dusted by the time you put it in, because there's not going to be much nafkemina after you pour it and after you mix it. Says Abaya Chiddush that the mere act of pouring the water into the ashes, is already created Elisha. Therefore, he's talking in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, says Abaya, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that pouring is not only a Rabbonon, That's only by a mixture, by texture, which is basgibul, which is lishable. You can do lisha with it. Masha'in kein. If you've got a texture, if you've got something, a substance that is not basgibul, that you can't create a dough with it, you can't create a new substance with it, then the mere act of pouring is already osa midirabon, midiraisa, is already osa midiraisa. That's Abaye's chiddush. Rav Yosef argues. Rav Yosef says that when Rabbi Yosef Rida said pouring is not an act of lisha, minatoiro, it doesn't make a difference whether it's basketball, whether it's not basketball. The mere act of pouring the water is not considered minatoiro, lisha, it's only osa midirabon. Who do we paskin like? So the Mishbir Aloha brings down Roy Rishonim, paskin like Abaya Lechumra, that by something that's not basketball, the mere act of pouring is also minatoira. The Chazon Ish Tanya is not true that the Rishonim don't hold like Abaya, the Rishonim hold like of Yosef. It's a Machlokes Mishneh Berurah and Chazon Ish. Those are the basics of Lisha. Now, we will discover soon, Lo Matzon Yodeni Ragleinu. So far, it seems that you can't do Lisha, finished. You can't do Lisha. But because that we've already discovered some loopholes, we've already discovered that most Rishonim Paskin, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that the act of pouring itself is not Lisha min HaTorah, and Bli Losei Rako is only Osa Midrabonon, that's a second Nekuda. So therefore, because of that, we will see that in certain instances, you can do it with a Shinui, and doing it with a Shinui will allow you to do Lisha on Shabbos B'Shinui. We'll discuss a bit later. Sure. Move on. Sorry. Yeah. So, just to get some practical halachas. Number one, if you pour water into flour and you need it, or you pour water into cement and you need it, obviously there's a chi of chatos in such an instance because you've done the full melacha. Example, if you take breadcrumbs and you pour a liquid into the breadcrumbs, or you pour a liquid into matzah meal and you mix them, that's forbidden, you're not allowed to do that. Or to crumble a biscuit, or to crumble a cake and to mix it into a cream cheese, or to mix it into a yogurt, or into a compote, into a fruit mixture, that's also to do it. We will see later on that for a baby, Aliday Shinui, you'll be allowed to do it. If one poured the water into the flour, poured the water into the cement without mixing it, just the act of pouring, we've already discussed that most Rishonim say it's only Osam Drabonon, the few Rishonim hold it's Osam Natoira. The minig is to be Machmir and consider it an Issa Deraisa. However, because most Rishonim hold it's only Drabonon, we will see that there are cases when we are Makil. There are cases when we're Makil. The concept of merely pouring, being an act of lisho, can only apply to a liquid, for example, water or oil. Because once you pour, the mere act of pouring, the water gets angezapped in the flour. The water gets angezapped in the flour. And therefore, the beginning of lisho has already happened by the pouring. But if I have a very thick liquid, for example, mayonnaise, if I have mayonnaise, mayonnaise is a very thick substance. Putting mayonnaise onto a substance, that would not be considered lisha at all, because the mayonnaise doesn't get angezapped, doesn't get absorbed into that solid at all. Therefore, the mere act of putting the mayonnaise on is not a problem. We'll see why it's nogea. Later on, we'll see why it's nogea. The mixing it would be a lisha, but putting it on is not a lisha. Pouring on oil would be considered a lisha, but mixing it would not be considered a lisha. A dough that has already been well kneaded before Shabbos, and I want to add water in order to make it looser. I've changed my mind. I wanted to make challah, now I want to make pancakes from it. So I want to loosen it. That is not lisha. That's the opposite of lisha. Because lisha is taking the powder and the liquid and making it into a dough. Here you're taking the dough and making it into more liquid. Therefore, that would be permitted on Shabbos. So a classic example of lisha.
Why more lisha? You're making a different type of dough.
You're making, but the act of lisha is to create a dough. not to take a dough.
You're creating a new stuff.
Yeah, but you had a dough already. It's to create a dough from a liquid in a powder, from a liquid in a dry substance. But here you've already got a dough and you're making one dough into a different type of dough.
The fresh water you're putting in is turning into dough.
Sorry?
The new water you're putting in is turning into dough.
But that's not the melacha of Elisha. The melacha of Elisha is to take powder and to take liquid and to make a new dovah chodosh from it. I've already got this new substance. See, I'm just changing it into a different substance. The substance is here. Yeah, you're right. That water has become a donut also. But nish dosa the melacha from Elisha. That's not Elisha. There is an interesting, we'll see in a minute. So to give two examples, classic examples. To make tchina, if I have ready-made tchina and I pour water into it, so I'm just loosening it, that's fine. But if I have a powder tchina and I have the water or the liquid, whatever you, however you make tchina, and you mix in, that's isalisha, that's not allowed.
You put more flour into the dough. You make it thicker.
Then yes, because you're taka, that is lisha, because you're making it thicker. That is lisha. Lisha is when you're taking a liquid and making it into a dough. That way around is also not. So we'll see an example.
So what's the difference between water and flour?
Why
can you put water in it and can't?
Because
put flour
the lisha pshat is taking the water and using the water to create the dough, not to make the water. You're not making the water into a dough. You're making the flour into a dough via the water. The water is what you're using to create the dough. So it's that way around, not that way around. Yeah? Now,
what's the minimum thickness to create lisha?
Sorry?
Minimum thickness.
So the Chazanish points, yes. So the Chazanish says that any liquid, any substance that when you pour it, it pours like water, that's not lisha. That's coloured water. But if it becomes thicker, that's bilosei rako. And if it becomes very thick, it's bilosei ovo. It is not definable. It's taka dakas dik. What do you consider not? But if it pours like water, that's clearly not lisha. If it pours like liquid, it's not lisha. If it pours like a regular cup of water, that's not lisha. Interesting example of this is if you have got peanut butter. So if you've got a good quality peanut butter, it's fine. But when you've got peanut butters which are not such a good quality, so you open it after a while and you see that there's a layer on top of a sort of a liquid, which is not mixed in. So the peanut butter's at the bottom and at the top you've got a whole liquid and you want to mix it. That's not a problem to do that on Shabbos. Because it's already a texture, it's already a mixture, and you're making it looser now. All you do is make it loose by adding the water on. You're making it more of a runny substance. Now there is an interesting machloikas here, and maybe this is, I don't know if Shtoim and Eli will pipe up now. I'm not sure, but let's example. If I've got jam, or I've got honey, and I've got a leben, or I've got, let's say, cream cheese. Yeah, I've got cream cheese and jam, and I want to mix them. Now they're both different consistencies. The consistency of the cream cheese is not the same as the consistency of the jam. Am I allowed to mix them, or is that called lisha? So Reb Shlomi Zalman says that's lisha. That's lisha, because you're creating a new texture here. Whereas Reb Moshe says it's not lisha. It's not lisha. Reb Moshe says that's not lisha. Because the act of lisha is taking a liquid and taking a dry substance and mixing them together and making a new entity. But taking two doughs and joining two doughs together, that's not lisha, even if they're different consistencies. I'll call upon him, it's a machloikus, Reb Shlomi Zalman and Reb Moshe. But if you take two doughs which have the same consistency and just put them together, I've added that sort of problem because all you're doing is mixing them together. Now, another case where there's no lisha is if I have a mashed fruit.
So I'm mixing chrein and mayonnaise together. Is that machloikus, Reb Shlomi Zalman and Reb Moshe?
Chrein and mayonnaise. Could that would probably be a classic example, because it's quite a thick consistency, would be a classic example of a machloikas. We're not saying there's no way you can do it. There's a way you can do it. Yeah, if you do alidei shinui, we'll see later on, if it's mutter. I don't know if we'll see that example today, but we'll be discussed. If you've got a regular fruit which has been mashed before Shabbos, or it was mashed on Shabbos, because there's a problem of toichen. Aside from the problem of lish, there's a problem of toichen. So let's say you mashed up a banana with the back of the knife, which you're allowed to do it. To mix it, I'm allowed to mix it. I'm not adding anything in, I'm allowed to mix it. to mash any other fruit which has been already mashed or been ground up, then that's also stamped to mix it. That's fine because that's not isha. Isha is taking a liquid and a substance and mixing them. But stamped to mix the substance itself, that's not a problem at all. The Rambam writes an interesting halacha, which needs a shtickle bir. The Rambam writes, both in Chuvas Rambam, and he brings it down in Yad HaChazaka, he writes that if I have a dish, a cooked dish, made of meat and grisim, made of meat and lentils, I'm allowed to add water to it, and I'm allowed to mix it as much as I want to my heart's content. I've got meat and I've got lentils, it's been cooked. I add water, I'm allowed to mix it to my heart's content. And the kasha is, that's mamash lisha. You've got lentils, you're going to mix it to your heart's content until it becomes a pulp, a dough. And whether it's a runny dough or not a runny dough is irrelevant, but in the end of the day, that is lisha. So there's two havonas in why the Rambam is matterit. The Chazon Ish understands that once I've cooked the mixture, then the bishul is mafkia, this tavshil, from the possibility of lisha. Why? Because once it's cooked, then it's very easy and comfortable. It's comfortable and easy to just mix it into one unit, into one substance. And therefore, because it's comfortable and easy to do it, it's not considered lisha. Nish dosa the Torah gets it. That to take a liquid and a dry substance and to mix them, that's already a melocha of lisha. That's a melocha, that's an activity of lisha. But once the dish is already cooked, and all I'm doing is just mixing it, the cooking itself softens it enough that it's not considered lisha. So says the Chazon Ish. Sorry?
Both cooked?
No, as long as the meat and the lentils are cooked, then you can just pour water into it. If you ask mitzad bishul on Shabbos and tzonim techam, that's already bishul shayis. But mitzad lisha, there's no problem of lisha. That's how the chazan.
If two dishes, one's cooked, are they both cooked or?
No. It's one dish of meat and lentils together, and I want to pour water it.
Something having mashed egg and you pour oil into it.
That's already. Egg is dry. We're not talking about an egg. An egg is a different story because egg is already dry and it's thick. Sorry?
Weetabix
is a shaila. So I'll tell you stamit chasant. When we were in Koilo, Reb Shaya and Rav Noivit was here. He was staying on Russell Gardens. And he came to Dav Mincha in Hagas. And he was up for Mincha. And obviously there'd been a discussion about Weetabix some stage in the Koilo. So you wanted the younger light, ran downstairs, took a Weetabix, poured milk inside it, ran upstairs and put it in front of Rav Noivit. And he says to him, is this lisha? And he looked at it, and he said, no, it's not lisha. Why? I'm not sure. But he said, no, it's not lisha. Afterwards, people said, yeah, but if he would have waited 10 minutes and we'd have seen it, then he wouldn't have said the same thing. So I said to Yana, younger man, I said to him, dem taino ot Rav Noivit euch gewusst. Rav Noivit knows that you can wait 10 minutes to see what happens to it. He's been through lisha 50 times, and he knows that if you wait 10 minutes, It'll become niloish properly. It'll become into a dough-like substance. And noch else, he didn't feel he needed to wait. He looked at it and he said, it's not lisha. So, ken zech falosnaf en.
So he held that the pouring is not the problem in the mixing.
Sorry?
He held the pouring is not a problem.
No. He said that this is not lisha. We have to understand why. We'll have to understand why.
Yeah. It's delayed.
Sorry?
Avada,
yeah. So the Choyre Chubinisha, that's something we need to discuss. Yeah, I haven't thought about it properly enough yet. We'll discuss at some stage. Okay, let's move on. So the Chazon Ish's Hesba in the fact that meat and lentils are already properly, fully cooked, and you want to add water and mix it is fine, is because it is not lisha, because it's already comfortable. It's already easy to mix it. The Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest another example. He seems to suggest that once you've cooked meat and lentils and you boil it and it's already cooked, then you're not creating anything new. If you're not creating anything new, then the mere act of mixing it or adding water mixing it is tikkun oichel ba'alma. What is tikkun oichel ba'alma? Tikkun oichel ba'alma is that there are certain things that we do prior to the meal. We cook, we cut, we chop, we make a salad. There's all things that we do It's not. It's called food creation rather than food than preparing it to eat. You create the food. Masha'en kein. Once the food's on the table, there's certain things that one does by the table that Chazal understood. That is something. It's called tikkun oichal ba'alma. The food is ready. I just need to make the final thing touches to it in order to eat it. That's something you do on the spur of the moment, just before you eat. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands mixing a cooked dish. Mixing a cooked dish is be'etzem tikkun oichel ba'alma. It's nishmer v'tikkun oichel ba'alma. So, now we move on to the practicalities of how I can actually do lisha on Shabbos when lisha is awesome. So, Chazal allowed, in certain instances, they allowed to do lisha b'shinui with a shinui. Now, roiv poiskim, the majority of poiskim hold that it's enough to do the shinui by the mixing itself. There are a few poiskim who hold that the shinui already has to take place. You have to do a shinui already by the pouring. However, what is the shinui that you can do by pouring? There's not much of a shinui you can do. The only shinui we find by pouring is that if it's normal to put the flour and then pour the liquid, the water, then if you do it the other way around, that's a shinui. And if it's normal to do it that way, then you do it the other way around, that's a shinui. So within nesino, within pouring, there's also a musig of shinui by just doing it the other way around. That's by nesino. By blilosoi rako, by a loose, by a more liquidy substance, by a liquidy dough, we do find in Gemara that you can, because the whole issa of blilosoi rako, the whole lisha in a case of blilosoi rako is only mili midirabonon, therefore Chazal permitted to do a shinui by the nesina. However, by blilosoi ovo, by a thick dough, where the issa of lisha is midiraisa, we don't find a permit to make a shinui by the act of nesina, which causes trouble.
Even if you do shame the whole that, it's only it's midirabonon.
So that's what we'll discuss in a second. We'll see. Now, when you do a shinui by the mixing, what are examples of shinui? How do you do it? So two classic examples of shinui is that if it's something that you generally mix big amounts, if you do it little by little, then it's permitted. That's one example. The other example, which we should know of, because it's maybe something we do at the Shabbos table, is rather than mix it normally, you just do shesi ve'erev. Shesi ve'erev means you take the fork, instead of mixing it normally, you run the spoon of the fork along, you run it across, take it out, run it along and across, take it out, along, across, take it out. You do that the whole time until it mixes. That is a shinui in the gibul. That is a shinui in the mixing. Or if you do it little by little, that's also a shinui if it's something that you usually do a lot with. Now, so it comes out like this, just to say what Eli points out, is when it comes to blilosoi rako, then if I have any substance which is blilosoi rako, and I want to create it on Shabbos, I want to create a substance that is rako, which is more loose, is not a thick dough, then it's very simple. I can make the shinui by the nesino. When I pour it in, I just make the shinui. However, when it comes to blilosoi ovo, because we don't find the concept of shinui in the nesino by blilosoi ovo, and the shinui will have to be by the gibul, then I'm in trouble. Because, and I'm not allowed to do the nesino, if I paskan like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, I'm not allowed to do the nesino. And even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's chotchosam de rabbono. So because if, according to the Mitra Shonim, we paskan like Rabbi, and we take on like Rebbe, so when I'm creating bilosai ovo, if I want to make a thick substance, and I can't even pour it in. Why? Because we don't find the concept of shinui by bilosai ovo in the nesina, so I'm not allowed to pour it in. So I'm stuck. So I can't do the nesina. And so I can't get to the gibul. I can't get to the gibul because there's no way I can do the nesina already. We don't find a shinui by the nesina, even though there's a shinui by the gibul, but I can't get to the gibul. Yet we will see that in certain instances, we are maker. And let's get to those examples. Bililosoi ovo, as we said, we're stuck. You can't pour the liquid into the powder. Yeah, I want to do water into flour. I can't pour it in. There's no shinui I can make by bililosoi ovo by the nesina. And I'm not allowed to do nesina because the nesina itself is already an act of lisha. However, there are certain instances where we're makel to paskin that the nesina is okay. That means even though, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, the mere act of pouring is also midrabanon. However, in certain instances, Chazal waived their issa. In three cases, they waived the issa. And this is very practical. The three examples we find that they waived the issa is, number one, if the food will get ruined if I make it on Erev Shabbos, so if, let's say, it's cut up radishes or cut up vegetables or whatever it may be, and it'll get ruined if I prepare it on Erev Shabbos, so then the only way I can do it is on Shabbos itself, then I'm allowed to do even though it will be Blilose Ovo, I'm allowed to do Nesino, preferably do the Nesino.